Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about Super Tuesday, so named for the quantity of elections occurring, not the quality of participants involved. It was a good night for frontrunners Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, but listening to the speeches of the also-rans, the night was also a huge success for anyone who suited up. The theme was, it's all going according to plan. No matter where a particular candidate finished, supporters were reassured the campaign was right on schedule. Ben Carson finished last and was totally fine with that. Marco Rubio was so excited about coming in third pretty much everywhere, we should thank God he was fast asleep when it was announced he'd won the Minnesota caucus, or he would have piddled himself like a shih tzu at the sound of a front door key turning. Ohio Governor John Kasich proclaimed himself ecstatic that he's so close to winning the Ohio primary. And Ted Cruz couldn't be happier because he's won 3 states out of the 15 that have voted and would be the logical nominee if everyone else just got out of the way. Always so much easier to score once you eliminate that pesky defense. Bernie Sanders has a plan to win the rest of the primaries, which sounds like a plan he should have had much earlier. So everyone is exactly where they want to be, except for Jeb Bush, who has to explain why the 41 and 43 plaques in the basement won't be joined by a 45. Donald Trump is so content, he held a pretend presidential press conference in front of about 100 American flags and a wall of Miami Vice curtains. And Chris Christie looks thrilled to be Trump's bouncer. All he needs is a jaunty chauffeur's cap. Even Mitt Romney is perfectly positioned to accept the GOP draft should Donald Trump show up in Cleveland with less than a majority. Although, contrary to recent reports, he probably won't be on his knees. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.